WHKY, a voice for life.
Good morning, welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on 1290 WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. There's a dentist in the studio this morning that you're going to like getting to know, because I meet all kinds of people, and he's just one of those guys that you're going to be glad that you heard him this morning. You're going to be glad when you meet him, Dr. Ross Pinlan. He's with Growing Smiles Pediatric Dentistry. It's in Newton, and he's got a background story as far as his history here in our area. Dr. Pinlan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Al. I'm glad to be here.
Now, from what I understand, you were born and raised upstate of South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Sure was. Outside of Greenville in a little town called Simpsonville.
Okay. But you attended college right here at Lenoir Ryan University.
Yes, sir. I sure did. My father was a small college football player at Presbyterian College in South Carolina, and I grew up going to watch small college football games at Presbyterian.
Played Lenoir Ryan.
I played at Lenoir Ryan,
right,
yes, sir.
But I was Presbyterian at one point, against Lenoir Ryan.
They were in the same conference at that time.
Right.
Yeah. So I was very familiar with the school and knew what was going on. And when I came through, I was actually recruited to play up here and figured out after a while that this is where the good Lord wanted me, and came up this way and really enjoyed my time up here.
Good. Well, when you played football, what position did you play and how'd y'all do?
We were fair. We were never contenders for the conference like the boys are doing now, which we're very happy about. But we were very fair. I came in and I played on the defensive side of the ball, and then I went through a coaching change after my sophomore year, moved over to the offensive side of the ball, and I was actually a tight end.
Played
there for a couple years. So.
I think that's great that we have somebody who did that. And then, of course, you got your undergraduate doctorate. Let's talk a little bit about that, your curriculum vitae, if you will. After Lenoir Ryan?
After Lenoir Ryan, I went. I actually spent a year off, and I taught a self-contained and learning disabled class at a high school in Greenville County, which is kind of where I fell in love with treating children, and especially children that have special needs and disabilities and things like that. And meanwhile, I was applying for my dental school and things like that. And then I did 4 years of training at the Medical University of South Carolina and got my DMD, of course. And then after that, applied for residency programs and ended up staying down there 3 years longer at the Children's Hospital treating children down there.
Now, that's in Charleston.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Now, when you say treating children and your residency there at the Children's Hospital, I guess you saw all kinds of different problems and situations with dentistry that you were able to be trained in a hospital setting that we may not normally see when we walk into our local dentist's office.
Yeah. The things that I was trained in down there are things that you probably don't think about on a daily basis, but things that do happen. There are a lot of children and people out there with conditions or problems that aren't able to be seen in a general dental setting, or that have prior medical conditions where a minor dental infection could end up having serious consequences for those people. So we dealt a lot with the oncology center and things like that there to help people. It's another facet of the oral health care world that a lot of people don't see, but that we're able to help deal with.
That had to be very rewarding for you.
It is. We got to do a lot of neat things. I got to do a lot of interesting things. Definitely is something that I feel has helped me as I transitioned up here. But it was very rewarding.
Now, you're a young guy. You're just out of a great school. You've got your degree. You're ready to practice dentistry. And you could pretty much, I'm guessing, choose just about wherever you would want to live in our country. This is one of the things that I always it was nice to see young folks like you who are talented professionals move into the area, move back to the area, or find out about the area. You were exposed to it when you're Lenoir Ryan. Mm-hmm. And before we get into talking really about I got to ask, why this area? Out of all the places that you could have settled, why the Greater Hickory Metro area?
Well, it's an interesting point, actually. I met she was my future wife. She was also an athlete at Lenoir Ryan, but she was also from South Carolina. And it seems like the more we were down there, those things were pulling us that way. But it seems like the more we talked about it and the more we prayed about it, it was like that the good Lord wanted to put us up in this county. We just had such great experiences when we were here as students, and the people up here are just so good. And then spending time in other areas, we just found out that this was a place where we wanted to raise our kids, that the people were good, and this would be an amazing place to grow a family.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. We're glad to have you here. It's always nice to hear young folks who just determine that they want to be here and come into our area, because that's really going to be the future of our area. So we thank you for making that choice. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, no problem.
When we talk about pediatric dentistry, first of all, let's talk about what age is, because I'm not really sure the definition of pediatric dentistry. So help me with that. I guess, you know, you got to have that first tooth before you're doing any dentistry, or you actually do it before the first tooth. I guess dentistry, you got to have a tooth, right? You got to have at least one.
Well, that's true. And the AAPD, which is the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, which is the board organization that qualifies me, we state that we want a child to have their first dental visit no later than 1 year of age.
Okay.
Now, we do that for a couple of reasons. It's not necessarily to we do that more for moms and to assess high-risk dietary practices, things like that, you know, get the child used to coming.
Okay.
But we also are looking for things, like I said, when I was at the hospital, I was on a craniofacial team where we dealt with things like cleft lips and cleft palates, which arise before teeth even come into the mouth. So we see a lot of that. And basically what we're trying to do is instill positive experiences in these children's minds. And the earlier we can get to them, and the more we can discuss prevention as opposed to a surgical model of care and wait till a child's 5 or 6 and may have a cavity or some pain or whatever. If we can prevent those problems, it makes it a whole lot easier for us in the long run.
What age do children normally start teething?
About 6 months of age is when they start. Okay. Now, granted, it's a long, arduous process, as some mothers will probably tell you.
Sure.
But it goes up till they're about 2, 2.5. And you know, it happens in stages. And one thing is, we can tell, as even at a young age, as a child's teeth erupt, we kind of can write stories in our charts about those things. And we can almost predict how that child's going to grow and problems we can encounter very early on.
Really? Something I hadn't thought of. 1 year, getting in there that early. You talked about the dietary fact. When we were younger and I was growing up, juice in a sippy cup, oh, that was just great. You know, that's one of the great things. Keep those kids healthy, the fruit juices. And now we're finding out maybe there's a lot of sugar there. Maybe that's not the choice. And you talked about some dietary concerns. I guess you see that where you say, Mom, maybe we can make a better choice than this. Or maybe we can make a better choice. And that's got to be difficult as well, because that's personal when you're talking about somebody in the way that they're dealing with their youngster.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that when we return. Dr. Ross Penland of Growing Smiles Pediatric Dentistry in Newton is our guest this morning. And I've got to ask you sometime this morning, what's the tooth fairy giving for a good tooth? That was one of the things I'm going to ask you
we
before we wrap up this morning. More with Dr. Penland after the break.